From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems that if nothing else, the recent WIAGM in Canberra has succeeded in causing members to consider a raft of issues on how the Institute relates to members and the release of news to clubs, members and the whole amateur community. Already some of the matters raised have been addressed in an open letter, which has now been passed to all board members. Although the open forum allows members attending the AGM to canvass issues, it has been discussion on the internet that has drawn several amateurs into profitable discussion. Another item which has been broadly reported this past week has been the stalemate occurring in Thailand over the 6-metre band. The Thai military want to claim the band, and the regulator has not been able to release it to the amateur service. You will notice that the 50 to 52 MHz segment is secondary to amateur radio, but we get to use the full 4 MHz in Australia. It is a tradition of our regulator complying with the ITU recommendations, which come out of radio conferences. Hundreds of amateurs are engaged in surveillance and preparation through the IARU meetings. These amateurs represent national bodies, and they in turn are made up of individuals. So in fact, the process starts with you and me. Think about that. Remember the finger and the admonition, the WIA needs you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Skark's Wednesday 10-metre net on 28.470 MHz up sideband has a new time slot. Previously, it was on at 8.15pm local, and now it has moved forward to 8pm local. Due to a lack of attendance, the third Sunday of the month barbecue at the club has been cancelled, but don't stress. The barbecue has been moved to the second Wednesday of the month and attendance is great. Skark's 6-metre repeater is in service with some cavities that came from the X-Channel Zero TV transmitter at Mount Mobelin near Dalby. Thanks to Paul VK4XE for securing these cavities and club members for retuning and installation. Finally, a reminder to all users of Skark's repeater system that it is the membership fees that help keep the repeaters running. So consider joining the club if you're not a member or keeping your current membership financial. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.